RSN 927's Racing Pulse.
Time to talk greyhounds now with Jason Adams, because the money man Mick Floyd's on holidays, bathing in the cash that he has won from tipping all the RSN listeners winners. So there's no pressure on Jason Adams to find us winners in this segment. But what there is another phenomenal weekend of racing. The focus on the Warragul Cup this weekend, and Gareth Hall's favourite greyhound, Shimmer Shine, is an odds-on favourite. Good morning, Jace. How are you?
Good morning, Michael. I'm well. It's a beautiful morning. And as you suggest, there's a really good Warragul Cup ahead of us this Saturday. So looking forward to that.
Well, what price Shimmer Shine after it? Did it break the track record in the heat last week?
He gave the track record a hiding, yeah. So we've seen a lot of greyhounds, or quick greyhounds, go to Warragul over that 460-metre trip, and none have been able to give the track record a shake like Shimmer Shine did. He took two lengths off it, which was held by Aston DB, and look, because of that, he was absolutely sensational. He is opened at 175, so he's a favourite, and so he should be for the final this Saturday night. Other notable runners will be Aeroplane Eric, who's got box number one, Cats of Thief, who's a local hero down there in box three, and then Equaliser, drawn poorly again in the eighth, but it is all about Shimmer Shine after that stunning performance last week. We will see this whole Warragul meeting on Saturday night, shown on Sky Racing 1-2 with the Meadows Racing on Friday night. So it's going to be a good one. It's a must-watch, and looking forward to see if Shimmer Shine can back up that breathtaking heat win.
Is it just bad luck beats it, or is there a genuine danger?
I don't think there's a danger in terms of ability. He's clearly the fastest dog in the race. He has made some blues in the past, but it's not a regular thing he does. I think his own worst enemy in this race is going to be himself. If he turns up and does what he did last week, he's unbeatable.
Wow, okay. Well, there's no Simon told Helen. They've changed plans, heading to the Paws of Thunder.
Yeah, they are. And look, of course, Simon told Helen was stiff last week in his Warragul Cup heat, where he found a bit of bother early on, and then he was bullied off the track on the home turn. So Dave Burnett, his trainer, met with owners on Sunday, and they decided to go to the Paws of Thunder heat at Wentworth Park this Saturday night. So he's pulled up a treat, and Dave Burnett has been open in saying that Simon Sol Howland's going as well as ever. He's drawn a box number 8 in heat 3 of the Paws of Thunder this Saturday night at Wentworth Park. So that's where he's going. There's a couple of other big names there, especially from the locals, and one called Wow, who was the Gosford Cup winner not too long ago and goes very, very well. So looking forward to see him, but of course from a Victorian point of view, looking forward to see Simon Sol Howland there back at Wentworth Park on Saturday night.
Absolutely. And I believe that Houdini Boy, who's become a bit of a cult figure himself, trialled at Sandown on Sunday, and they couldn't believe the time that he stopped the clock at.
It was ridiculous. And I wasn't lucky enough to see it in the flesh here at Sandown Park. It quickly got some text messages with a few numbers of what sort of times that he said. I thought, wow, goodness me, that couldn't be possible. But it took about two lengths off the track record, and I think everyone was gobsmacked, but at the same time, not really surprised, because as you say, it's Houdini Boy, and he's just a magical greyhound. He won the Sale Cup, and he's done some extraordinary things in the past. So in terms of where he goes next, the imminent sort of option would be to go to Brisbane for some features coming up there in the coming months. But Cal Greeno has confirmed that he won't be going into state. Instead, he'll be targeting the features and the Meadows coming up next month, which will be either the Rookie Rebel or the Zoom Top. Of course, each of those over 600 metres and the 700 metres. So I would assume he'd have the option to choose either one of those. That's on February 13th. And the following week is the Australian Stayers Cup, which I expect to be a part of, which of course runs alongside the Australian Cup for sprinters. So that is the direction for Houdini Boy after that record-breaking trial on Sunday night.
Gee, we've got some unbelievably exciting greyhounds in Victoria at the moment. Mouth-watering racing this weekend and the future to come. What we need from you now, though, Jace, is a good thing.
Well, we'll go to Sandown tomorrow night, as we often do at this point of the week. Race 10, number 2, Interrogate. He's got very good mid-race pace. He was beaten last week, but I think the same sort of effort in the field that he's in tomorrow night will be good enough. So that's race 10, number 2, Interrogate.
Race 10, number 2, Interrogate is the good thing from Jason. Enjoy the week, Jace.
Yes, Michael. Have a good one.